Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, morning to you. Thank you for waking up with us here on Tuesday. Morning, studio.
Morning.
People on the phone here want to talk. Lisa in South Carolina.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I played that Namaste song that the Raging Idiots wrote, and I can't believe people actually like it.
I love it. I'm sitting here trying to sing it as it's going along. And first time I get to hear it, and I love every single bit of it.
Like, as a joke.
The joke? No, I love it. I mean, really, I'm sitting here, I was really trying to sing the words to it. And that line with the best-looking bad influence, I cracked up. I loved it.
Well, thank you. I don't know if people are pulling wool over my eyes with that.
No, we're not.
Well, I appreciate that. We put out a song called Namaste, the Raging Idiots did.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but Namaste. 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 Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with dog. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm
you're on the air. Dario, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Well, first of all, I'm a first-time caller. And I heard Namaste this morning for the first time, and I'm so obsessed. I'm for sure going to have it on repeat all day long, and I'm going to annoy all of my office coworkers because it's so good.
You know how people would always pick on me back in school? They'd be like, oh, Bob, you're the coolest, but they're really making fun of me. Like, oh, you're the prom king. You're cool. Yeah. I never was prom king, and never was. Oh, you're the coolest guy. I feel like it's a joke.
No, you don't feel that way. No. It's not.
Well, Dario, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Thanks for calling. I should give you a real one. When I get compliments, I feel like there's a joke behind them. Appreciate you! Hey, thank you. There you go. Thank you very much. Let's start Tuesday's show.
Mistake. Yeah. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now mistake.
That's up on iTunes if you want it. I bought it if that matters. I paid for it. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this one, Amy. Ricky Stewart, a Utah high school student, is getting married next month. But instead of registering for items for herself, she's asking for shoes and backpacks to give to homeless children at her school.
Oh, wow.
So the whole registration is, hey, buy this so I can give it to them.
That's awesome.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She found out more than 100 homeless students attend her school. Her wedding registry, I looked at it, tennis shoes, backpacks, winter coats, donations. People that aren't even on the guest list are finding it and buying stuff.
Wow. And then it's crazy, too, because there's so many times there's people homeless at school or kids homeless at school, too, that you have no idea.
Yeah.
So it's like this is also awareness for that.
That gives me chill bumps.
Yeah.
Like, that's an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome thing. I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. The eclipse was yesterday. Totality lasted for about 2 minutes in some places. Eddie got a pretty awesome pic from Nashville. See it on his Instagram, @producereddie. In military news, President Donald Trump announced a plan to increase U.S. soldiers and presence in Afghanistan to stop the Taliban and ISIS. And finally, the Powerball drawing is tomorrow night. Get your tickets. The over $650 million jackpot is the second largest in Powerball history.
How about that eclipse, huh? I mean, I thought it was much cooler than I thought it was going to be. Whenever the lights went out, because I had no cloud cover, I had full totality. And it went out, and all my neighborhood lights came on. Downtown, which I can see from my house, it all came on, all the lights. And for about a minute, it was wild. The bugs started going chirp, chirp,
crickets,
chirp,
yeah.
Chirp.
It was cool.
I was confused. I was like, oh, I guess I gotta go to bed. Like, I went into my room and laid down because I thought it was time to go to bed for the show the next morning. Mm. It was pretty cool, though. And I thought it was going to be way dumb. And I walked outside of my house, and it's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I walk outside, and there are people everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, Bobby, we want to know if you want to know about the eclipse. I was like, well, thanks for coming, everybody. That's all. No, they were just there because I live on a hill, and everybody wanted to get up
it's
higher.
Good hill to be on.
I guess. It's not like you're really that much closer to the
right
moon.
Well, there's people on roofs in my neighborhood, like climbing up everywhere.
That's my point. Yesterday, you're not that much closer. Like, you're not above the clouds.
But it was part of the experience.
I guess. But I will say that I thought it was like, well, who cares? And then I cared because it was cool. And I got full totality. Which
I had a cloud.
People had fun with that word.
Yeah.
Totality.
It's the actual word, though. Yeah. And that's the rarest, because eclipses happen, a partial eclipse happened, but it's the word whenever, because we got it here. The next one goes up through Austin and Hot Springs, Arkansas, and up that way.
Yeah.
And that's in like 7 years. Wait, 100 for this one. And then like Wednesday, we get another one. So, but it was cool. I give them that. Shout out to the totality of the eclipse. Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Tuesday's good news starts right now.
Tell me something good.
I shall go first. Lynn Nelson in Massachusetts. She bought a scratch-off lottery ticket. It's called the Hit $1,000 game. She didn't know she was going to hit it, but she hit it. She won $1 million. Like, bam, bam.
Wow.
She's splitting the prize with her 5 coworkers.
That's nice.
She's like, we all work together.
Yeah, that's like us.
Yeah, except we'd never see Lunchbox again.
Yep, I'd be out. I need 5,000.
I'd probably buy you guys a little something. If I'm splitting it straight up. She's splitting it with a coworker. She said, wow. We've all worked together and spent our lives together for so long.
Yeah.
Splitting it. Yeah, good for her. Selfless. Amy?
Well, a Rhode Island cop hand-delivered a little girl's favorite stuffed animal after she left it at a park. Yeah, her little favorite puppy. Bubbles was left at a park. So her aunt posted on Facebook that Bubbles was lost and missing, and if anyone found it, to just leave it at the playground. Well, they didn't know that the officer had found Bubbles, and he didn't just leave it at the park. He drove it to their house, delivered Bubbles safe and sound.
Dang, Lunchbox.
Kevin Hayes was pulling into his neighborhood down in San Antonio, and he's driving. He's like, whoa, there's some black smoke. And he drives up, and the house is on fire. So he runs to the front door, bangs on the front door, and gets a mom and 3 kids out. And the fire had spread to the neighbor's house. He went next door, called his neighbor, didn't answer. And he goes, I'm not home. Or he answered and said, I'm not home, but my dog's in there. Kevin busts down the door, saves the dog. Boom. So he saved a mom, 3 kids, and a dog.
Well,
woo! That's 2 houses he saved. That's what I'm talking about, Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin, shout out.
Kevin got a lot of shout outs. That a boy. A New Jersey couple got engaged during the solar eclipse in Gallatin, Tennessee. Something magical happened. As the moon. Nah, I just read the story. It got Phil. He said, she said, hey, you want to let's get married. It's a once in a lifetime chance. You're a once in a lifetime person.
Cute.
And then they drove 13 hours back.
Oh.
Because they drove down to see it.
Oh.
Yeah. And by the way, good morning to everybody. Hey, here's Ray, our audio producer, has this theory on how commercials are going to sound in the future, and he's made some of them. Now, these aren't paid, okay? He just wanted me to show what they would be like. This is his theory on what commercials are going to be like in the future. So if I were like, man, I hope everybody's having a good day today.
Sleep number.
And what I want you to think about is, that's Ray doing a sleep.
Like subliminal.
Yeah. Like in the movies back in the day when they'd show popcorn and stuff.
Yes.
So I'd be like, you know what? Yesterday the eclipse was awesome. I was feeling pretty good.
West Rock coffee.
And I was needing a little bit of coffee.
And it just kind of happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted some food because the eclipse was happening and I was so hungry.
Screaming Sicilian.
And so I didn't know what kind of pizza to get.
I mean, I'm thinking of all those songs right
wow.
now.
Yeah. Anytime we say a key word, the
maybe it could be like if you're on your app this morning,
iHeartRadio.
And I don't know which one it is, but you're walking around trying to find your favorite station.
iHeartRadio.
And you're like, I guess I'm gonna do the Bobby Bones Show channel.
iHeartRadio.
I don't know which. That's his.
That's dude, pretty good.
He's been up pitching him to sales.
These are the new commercials.
Dude, you got to make your way. You got two things you got to do. One, carve your own path, and two, protect your identity.
Okay. LifeLock.
Yeah. Thank you.
LifeLock. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Suddenly I want a lot of different things.
You
want
to download iHeart and get LifeLock real quick?
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Blake Shelton posted about a 2-minute long video on Facebook giving a heart thank you to the songwriters in Nashville. He says that he wouldn't be sitting here with the career he has if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, Blake doesn't write a lot of his own stuff anymore, hardly any of it. He gets a pick of the pick. That's the answer. I put that out there. He's like, thanks. Without you guys writing awesome songs, I wouldn't have awesome songs. I think people just think all the artists write their own songs.
Yeah.
Really? No, not at all.
Is there something you said about him being like just super upfront about it? I mean, obviously, if you research it, you find out. But sometimes they try to like I always thought George Strait wrote all his stuff.
None.
But like, he never really talked about it, I guess, unless I just wasn't in the know.
I think back then you probably didn't say much about it.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of out there. Yeah.
Songwriters.
I do a songwriter podcast where they talk about the songs they write for other people.
Yeah. You weren't doing that back in the day. Martina McBride has never done a holiday tour until now. She's calling it Joy of Christmas Tour, and it kicks off in Mississippi. Will end in Virginia, starts in November, ends in December. You can get dates at martinamcbride.com. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Denver, Colorado. A teenager has been banned for life from the Denver Zoo after he jumped over the wall because he wanted to get a closer picture of the rhino. So he jumped in the exhibit, got a picture of the rhino, and jumped back out. He wasn't hurt, but banned for life. I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
I mean, kind of worth it.
What?
I mean,
I guess if you're okay with being banned for life.
Like if you never wanted to go back to the zoo?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our producer, Morgan, our head producer, had a birthday yesterday. Turned 25 years old. Happy birthday, Morgan. Hope it's good. I assume it was. She has a twin, too. So they had to share birthdays. And not only that, it was Eclipse Day. And so nobody cared about your birthday, huh? Not really?
Honestly, it did feel a little bit overshadowed by the eclipse.
Ah, no pun intended.
Good one.
Yeah, no pun intended. But it ended up being really good.
What'd you do?
I had dinner with my family, which was nice. But nothing crazy.
And all they talked about was the eclipse?
Yeah, my dad had on an eclipse shirt, and they had an eclipse party earlier in the day.
Not a birthday party.
Not a birthday party.
Oh, no.
Dang.
By the way, who did something for Morgan's birthday?
I did.
Other than just say something to her, like got her a gift.
I did.
Amy did. I did. Who else did?
Oh, no, not me.
Okay, just making
not
the rules here, because people get mad when people don't get gifts from people. But if you don't create change, change doesn't happen. And Lunchbox always goes, nobody gets me a gift. Well, you don't get people gifts. If you don't create change in life, change doesn't happen.
Right. She didn't get me a gift.
That's what I just said.
Right. But she could have created the change by getting me a gift.
It's,
exactly. So
life
she
is
didn't.
Not about putting it on other people. If
You're
you
right.
want change in your life, you have to make it.
And the last time I got her a gift, she complained about it, so she didn't get a gift.
So you bought
a bad gift on purpose and told us you bought a bad gift on purpose.
After the fact, after she complained about it.
And wait, accidentally broke it.
I'm confused, because did he just say he did something for her?
I went in there and sang her happy birthday.
On camera, because Eddie asked him to.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You raised your hand like you got her something.
No.
Okay.
Fake news. He's fake
news. Fake news, Lunchbox.
All he does is say things. He just lies.
Yeah.
Casey in Auburn, Alabama. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Who are you sharing a birthday with?
I share a birthday with New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I never have a birthday on my birthday.
Do you have it a day before, or does it just stink and you have one with everybody else?
It just stinks and I have one with everybody else.
That stinks. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling. Courtney in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Hello.
Your birthday is on what day?
September 11th.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I don't really celebrate at all.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like eighth grade. We were on complete lockdown, and my mom was trying to bring cupcakes and all kinds of cool stuff. So
Wow.
Yeah, I just kind of skip over it.
That does stink. You can't skip over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's your birthday.
Yeah, but I'll be 30 this year, so I'm just going to kind of...
That doesn't work. I tried that, too. I tried to be like, I'll be 30. It's just not going to happen. You still turn 30. Bad news, Courtney.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
She should just change it to the 12th.
Yeah, like leap year. I treat it like leap year. And just do it the day after, the day before.
Yeah.
You can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. We're just hanging out. Amy's here. Fake News. Lunchbox is here. Eddie's here. I'm here. We're just hanging. Everybody good?
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you say I'm fake news. I don't get it. Just because
Eddie, why is he fake? Honestly, just why is he fake news?
Honestly, because his headlines are always...
Always lies.
They're not factual. Yeah. Never.
Name one.
Never. I don't have time
for that. We'd be here too long.
Yeah. See, even Amy's jumping in there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It was our head producer Morgan's birthday yesterday. And so, what'd you get her as a gift?
A shirt.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shirt?
It's like an off-the-shoulder ruffle top thing.
I love this.
Totally, like, reminds me of Morgan.
Yeah.
I think it'll look super cute on her.
I sent some stuff to her house because it didn't get delivered to the building. And so it was a gift card, and then it was a candle. You girls and your expensive candles.
I know.
I got this candle from...
I saw it. It's nice.
Yeah. From, not Abercrombie.
What did it smell like?
From Anthropologie.
Anthropologie. Yes. And I was, I don't know, shit smelled like gold. As much as it cost. I didn't know. Anyway, and so I didn't get to the studio in time, so I sent it to her house. And she lives out in BFE, man.
Yeah. Further than I do.
Let me tell you that. Like, it was...
You drop it off?
Yeah. I didn't write the letters on the balloons, like, because I had someone else write the words on the balloons. Because I can't draw. I can't write. But yeah.
She's far.
You're far.
Yeah, it takes a while to get to my house, that's for sure. So I was really shocked when I saw the present on the doorstep. I was like, dang, how do you even know where I live?
You need a raise.
Wait, how do you know where she lives?
Don't worry about what I know. She works here. I can go through records.
Oh, good call.
I'm the boss.
Paperwork.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So... Let's see, you, Leslie, in Gainesville, Florida, you have a birthday, you share it with other people, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Election Day.
Oh, dang. Everybody's thinking about...
Everybody's pissed. Nobody. And it's not even like the day after or 2 days after. It is nonstop. So sometimes I just like to do something small and simple. Just get it out of the way and move on.
Golly.
To be fair, only once every couple years.
It's always around that time. It's November 8th.
Yeah.
So it always falls around election time.
Well,
it's
happy,
not a
happy
good
birthday.
Time.
Yeah. You're kind of like, okay, you're picking your friends you're going to invite, and you're like, ooh, wait.
Ooh, right.
You're not going to be in a good mood.
They're Democrat.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, Karen in Mississippi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you're a deep voice. It's Kevin. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Kevin, not Karen. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's good, buddy. Who you share a birthday with?
Jesus, man. Christmas Day.
Oh, man.
Nice.
That's
not bad.
Okay. Wait. It is bad. Here's why.
It's bad because presents.
Because everybody gets presents, too.
Right.
Like, birthday is supposed to be about your special day.
Yeah.
You got to be a little bit resentful that you were born on the day where everybody else gets presents, right?
I know. I mean, I'm like the best Christmas present my mom ever got, so you would figure they would spoil me a little bit. That's not always the case.
They didn't give you two, like, the day after? I don't know. Like,
yeah, because it's like most people probably just tie it into one. They're like, here's your present. This is for your birthday and Christmas.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they always try to church it up like, hey, I got you one really good gift instead of two gifts, but you know they did.
Dang. All right, Kevin, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy. All these birthdays. I'm done. Happy birthday, Morgan. Anybody else have our new Morgan? Morgan number two. When is your birthday? Just so I know. Is it anytime close?
It's October 6th.
October.
Oh yeah, coming
August,
up.
August, September.
Put that on the old calendar.
Okay, so never mind. Fake news is not going to get you a present, but he's going to be mad when you don't get him one.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say. I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm glad that Amy was nice enough to get Morgan a present. She got me some cereal bars and got Morgan a nice top.
And I got
still
you lottery
something.
Tickets and
oh my God.
Trail
don't
mix.
Argue
things
with
you
don't
like.
Go down the hole.
That's stuff you like.
Don't go down
Do you
the
want
hole.
A ruffled off the shoulder shirt?
Never going to get it.
You're never
going to get it. All right, Amy. A survey found that about 40% of guys say they get comfortable in a relationship, they stop doing this. Okay? So, I give you the one shot to get it and cancel it out. But 40% of guys, they get comfortable, they stop doing this. I don't think you're going to get it. You can ruin it. What is it?
Kissing.
Kissing. Well,
oh,
no,
you
I'm
tricked
not.
Me.
You want to be a part of this, and guess you can. 877-77-BOBBY. 40% of guys, they get comfortable, they stop doing this. The answer is not kissing, all right?
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, your question is, about 40% of guys say they get comfortable, they stop doing this. And you said kissing.
Yeah, I did.
Anything personal you'd like to relate to that?
No. Okay. Obviously, I wouldn't pick that, but normally it's the first thing that comes to my mind is definitely not right. Like opening doors.
You're taking second guesses here. That's not it. You're never going to get it. Aaron in Tampa, go ahead.
Buying flowers.
Buying flowers. Ah, that's not it. Let's see. Thank you for your call, though. I appreciate that. How about Joe?
Yes, is it going to the bathroom with the door open?
It is not. However, we did a Bobbycast once in the studio where Eddie, our video producer and his wife, they leave the door open all the time.
Have conversations.
And just sit and talk to each other.
Yep, talk about anything we want.
Just looking eyeball to eyeball.
That's right.
No!
That's so weird. You guys are so weird.
It's just what we do, man. I don't know if that's 12 years of marriage or what, but we've been doing it since we've like met.
What brothers do.
Well, maybe we're that close. We're close like brothers.
Yeah, but brothers are disgusting. It's never going to get it right now. Tom, 40% of guys stop doing this. What is it?
Wearing cologne.
That is not it. Appreciate you. Appreciate that call. Hey, Candy in Columbia, Mississippi. Go ahead.
It is putting the toilet seat down.
The toilet seat down. That is correct.
Oh.
Nice work. Woo-hoo! Nice work. Yes. Why are you guys booing her?
I said, wow.
I didn't boo.
I felt a lot of negative energy with you guys because you didn't have a chance with that one. Hey, congratulations, Candy. What are you doing today?
I am actually doing absolutely nothing. Oh. I got hurt in January on the job and had to have shoulder surgery, but I'm not going to be able to go back to work until next week.
Are you bored?
I am.
So why are you up this early?
It's habit. I get up this early to get my kids up to get them on the school bus.
So. Ah, the kids, of course. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to get you a prize. I can't guarantee it to be a good one because rarely does anyone win this game. That's why it's called Never Going to Get It. But I appreciate you listening, and we'll get you something, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening, and as always, I appreciate you. Thank you. I was watching Judge Judy, and this case is about a dog, and there's a little white doggy, and they're both arguing over whose dog it is. Like, my dog, it's my dog. And so they bring the dog in, and the dog just starts going crazy, like, and Judge Judy's like, put the dog down. And the dog runs over to the man who says he's the owner and jumps in his arms and is just going crazy. And she's like, case dismissed. That's his dog.
Wow.
And I was like, that's awesome.
What if he just had treats in his pants?
I mean, that's a different level of thinking.
I mean, that's a good trick.
And quite diabolical, but no.
Okay.
This dog for sure was super excited about that.
Wow.
I also watched where Amy Schumer went with her sister, and they're like, we love Judge Judy, so we just went and sat in for a whole day of taping.
That's cool.
And you can see her in the background of like six shows, just sitting there watching the cases.
So can normal people go do that?
Yeah, just like a studio audience for a game show or something.
That's cool.
And so, yeah, people were like, is this Amy Schumer? And she finally replied, like, yeah, we love the show, so we just went and sat in all day at Judge Judy.
That's great.
Amazing.
So I thought that was fun. The weatherman got all choked up because of the eclipse. Like, people got just all kinds of emotional. But you got to understand, this is a weather guy. His life is about the weather.
True.
We've been told people start sobbing. If for some, it's just a life-changing event. And we may start doing that, too. But I'll get my act together, guys. And I'll be back to you. I promise you. Guys, back to Chicago. Sorry about this.
I love that. And I'm going to tell you what. This guy's passionate about what he does.
Yeah.
And if you can find something in your life that you are that passionate about, and I don't want you to snicker because he thinks that guy's stupid, but if you can find something in your life that you're that passionate about and you get emotional about, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
Like a full eclipse like that hasn't happened in 90-something years. Like 1979 was the last time that something kind of happened. And here's a guy who's seeing something he spent his whole life wanting to do, studying, and he's emotional because of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it makes me feel. I liked it. I really liked it too. I like it when people get moved by things, like when people feel emotions.
I hang out with that guy. I want to hug him.
We've been told people start sobbing. If for some, it's just a life-changing event. And we may start doing that, too.
He's so happy.
Uh-huh.
I love that. I tell you what was weird yesterday is when all the crickets started cricketing. We had full eclipse.
And chirping.
Yeah, man. It went full nighttime for like 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights in downtown came on. All the house lights
Street
came on.
Lights.
I think the bugs were confused.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah, like, where are they hiding out? It's like the sky gets dark, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Hey guys!"
I just did not think it was going to be that cool. And then all of a sudden,
hey, you got. Cool. Oh no, you're crying.
No, but it did get cool. Yeah. It did get cool. There were people everywhere. There were like 100 people standing around my house.
I'm glad you thought it was so cool.
And I thought it was going to be overrated.
That's good. You didn't like...
You did tweet that it was going to be overrated.
I said
right before.
The eclipse is going to be like The Hangover, the movie. Like, probably it's going to be cool, but it's going to be so overhyped that it's not going to live up to the expectation.
Yeah.
And it still did.
I love that. That's so good.
It still did, because it was... And we were lucky because we got to see... Full toenails.
Yeah. On both sides.
Totality.
Full toenails.
Totality. Yeah. Okay. And I took a cool picture. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bob Jones.
No, you did not take a cool picture.
I wish you wouldn't stop.
Okay. I took the cool picture.
Mr. Bob Jones, you'll see my picture I took. We now will do something called the Morning Corny. It's a joke, and it's very corny, and... Here.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the robber take a shower?
Why did the robber take a shower?
Because he wanted to get a clean getaway.
That was the Morning Corny.
Tell that one at the old police station.
Go buy one just to tell
the old precinct.
Officers!
Officers,
that ain't a joke! Oh boy.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bone Jones.
What's up, Bobby?
One of my favorite stories is the San Jose State football team found out that their coach used to be a backup dancer for MC Hammer. They saw it on a video.
Can't touch this.
And so they made him get up and do the dance. And it's funny. Like, imagine all of a sudden you're like, Coach! Used to dance for Vanilla Ice. And so, yeah, he did MC Hammer. And so they made him get out and do it. He busted it perfectly from the move 25 years ago.
Can't touch this.
Impressive.
That's 25 years ago.
I know.
Crazy. I have another football story. The least dateable NFL fans, like the most obnoxious. Like if you're dating somebody and they're a fan of this team, like don't date them. According to this. Drum roll. Number 4, the Green Bay Packers.
Obnoxious.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I like Packer fans.
Really?
Are those the cheeseheads?
Yes, yeah, they are the cheeseheads.
I like Packer fans because it's so cold there. And they love it. Like, I'm not a Packer fan myself, but yeah. I love a Packer fan. Number 4, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, man.
I have no problem with Steeler fans, and they show up all over the place, all over the country
they
all
do.
The time. I like Steeler fan. That's a tradition-based fan.
Yeah.
Number 2, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yes.
That's my husband.
Pretty obnoxious.
I can agree with the obnoxious of that.
He keeps his chill sometimes.
What do you think the number 1? A fan of this team, they say, are the most obnoxious, and if you're going to date them, don't date this person.
Number
this
1.
Fan.
Probably the Patriots.
Really? Yeah. I don't see them being obnoxious.
Pretty obnoxious.
But they're...
Because they win so much.
But they win, yeah.
But that's why.
People hate people that win all the time.
Oh.
I love the Patriots.
Jelly.
I'm not even a Patriots, like, fan. I grew up a Patriots fan. I love the fact that they can win so much.
Yeah.
I liked it in our life. We get to see greatness.
I like Tom Brady.
Okay.
All right. I bet you
we
do.
Know, Amy.
All right. Give her a towel.
What?
Clean the drool.
Yeah,
I'm not drooling. Like I
there
just
you are.
Said,
see
I like. I no, I said I yes, like Tom Brady. What? Okay, he's talented.
I think people are haters on the Patriots.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah. Haters
big
of time. Me.
And yeah, I like Tom Brady. In a few minutes, we're gonna talk about kids and coffee. And I was like, hey, is it okay to give kids coffee? I'm looking at my screen, and I have a screen full of calls from everyone from Florida. Louisiana, Boston, Georgia, and everybody says yes.
Really?
I just did not think it would be so one-sided. But I'll grab one of these real quick. And here's a point. Shannon in Gainesville, Florida.
Hello?
I appreciate you calling. What do you want to say?
I have three boys, and they kind of just wanted it around 12. And I just feel like if they're going to drink a soda, and most people give their kids a Coca-Cola when they're 8 or even 2, that a cup of coffee is probably not a big deal. And they usually don't use as much sugar in their coffee. So, you know, they're kind of hormonal and moody in the morning. So I feel like it kind of helps wake them up.
Okay, now, listen, what do I know about kids except everything? I mean, I'd be a great parent.
Totally.
But you do make a wonderful point about soda versus coffee. I've never thought of that. And I know people give kids soda, no problem. But maybe because it's hot, it's not a kid thing?
I don't know. Possibly. Caffeine's caffeine, but yeah.
What? I'm not agreeing with you about the coffee, Shannon, but I do think you made a wonderful point there, and I appreciate you calling into the show.
I appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Speaking of babies, did you see they named their baby Eclipse yesterday that came out?
Yes.
A baby in South Carolina, they named it Eclipse. They said, I think it was meant to be. They're probably going to call her Eclipsy.
That's so cute.
Yeah, baby girl born in South Carolina. Day of the total solar eclipse has been legally named Eclipse Elizabeth Eubanks. Not Elizabeth.
Like Elizabeth.
Yeah. It came into the world at 8:04 a.m., 6 pounds, 3 ounces, 19 inches long. 6 pounds, pretty average?
I think that's little.
It's a little small.
Small.
Yeah, it is? Yeah, 7's about average.
8.
I guess 7. I don't know.
I've been to this. This is my whole life here, being told something's average. And
how much did y'all weigh? Do you know?
No.
Eddie and I are making jokes to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't get those jokes.
Don't worry about it.
I don't get y'all's baby weight jokes.
Average baby weight, 7.5 pounds.
Boom.
It wasn't a baby weight joke.
Average jokes.
In like 40 minutes, speaking of babies, Hillary Scott will be on from Lady A.
Oh, because she has two babies in her belly.
Yeah. Well, she has other babies in her life. But yeah, she has two babies. So we're going to talk to her coming up in a bit. So hopefully you guys can hang out. Where should we go? Here's the little girl's reaction to the eclipse yesterday. Now it gets a little too much.
Okay. But, all right.
Yeah.
That was Eddie's kids.
Mike, they did that. I'd be so like, stop. You're ruining it for everyone.
There is this owner of a homemade submarine. He was charged in the death of this journalist. Have you guys seen this story?
I saw that.
This is insane. So he says that they were in this boat and they got out and he let her out on an island. Turns out he dumped her in the ocean after she died in an onboard mishap. Again, he claimed that they finished and he dropped her off on an island. They couldn't find her. And now he finally admitted that he just dumped her in the water.
He dumped her?
Yeah, after she was. Again, is he telling the truth now again?
Yeah, probably not.
Who knows?
But isn't that. I saw that on the news this morning. Oh. It was crazy.
And the fact that he made his own submarine.
That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. You know what? And all that, I missed that in my brain. Yes. Wow. Talking about kids and coffee and when you should give it to them, if you should give it to them. Hey, Megan in Naples, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. What do you think about this?
I do not think that you should give kids coffee because they don't know what it is and they don't need it.
So you hide coffee from your kids. Do you do the same with like candy?
Coffee, personally.
You don't drink coffee personally?
No.
What about Cokes? Do you give them sodas?
No, my 9-year-old is allowed to have Sprite if we are at a party.
Yeah.
Ooh, at a birthday party.
At a party. All right. Eddie, you have two kids.
I do. And I've given my 8-year, my 9, gosh, he's 9 now. My 9-year-old, I've given him coffee for, I read an article that it would help with their attention, you know, in the morning. Cause like
all of our attention.
I mean, his teacher was just like, he's just real spacey in the morning for like the first 2 hours. So we tried like a shot glass of coffee.
Oh no.
And for the first week he said it helped, but then we just kind of stopped because we're like, we probably shouldn't.
So now it's up to Mug.
So now he does a
now
juggle.
He's got the grande.
Start of the shot.
Dad, I need to go back. I need to get a grande frat before we head into second grade.
Nah, we nixed the coffee. We're like, we better not. I guess whenever he's
was
just
he
like
drinking
older.
It black?
Yeah, just wow. Straight. We'd make him take like a shot of it.
Yeah.
We're like, go, go, go. And he'd take a shot. We'd take him
so
school.
Many bad things at once.
Yeah.
He was doing coffee keg stands. He's got like every bed. Oh, no. You're on the air. Nadine in Georgia. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just calling in. My 8, 10, and 13-year-old all drink coffee with me in the morning.
Wow.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Well, it's actually my now 8-year-old. When she was 7, she started asking if she could have some, and so I let her try it. I started drinking coffee. Gosh, I was super young when I started drinking coffee, but and she liked it. And then it actually, because she started drinking it, the older two wanted to try it as well. And now we all drink it in the morning together.
That's crazy. That's funny. That's good. Hey, I appreciate that story. Appreciate you.
Yes, I appreciate you.
The thing is, I don't like coffee. I still don't like coffee. It tastes so gross to me. I get it, though, because I'll have a chai latte, which is a little espresso in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the taste of it so much. But man, it does get me amped up sometimes.
Yeah,
like, go get it.
It's I don't like, think I want my kids amped like that.
But, okay, you just give them depends. Sugar, same thing. You give them soda, same thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, coffee's a stimulant. It's different. I don't know. I don't think I'll give my kids coffee.
So what age?
Have to, probably when
thinking?
They go to college.
College?
High school. Okay, Eddie
school.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
Eddie's
high
never like,
you make fun of me on Facebook.
Well, I didn't
the
start
The answer
dream.
Is...
Okay, 18?
No, the here's the... Let
yeah,
me
yeah,
give
yeah,
the,
yeah.
Answer.
What's the answer.
The answer.
What's the answer?
As soon as they can drive themselves, they can drive themselves to get coffee.
Yeah, 16.
Oh. Yeah, if it's a no, the answer is 16. That's when they can go drive themselves away.
I agree with you, Bones. I
but,
like it.
But...
consult a physician.
But...
coffee is so cultured now and cool that... at 12 or 13 is probably going to be when kids start to regularly drink coffee.
Well, they're going to drink it black. Like, they're not going to be getting no, like, sugary frappuccino situation. Because then you got the caffeine and the sugar. No, thank you. My house is going to be real fun to live in, let me tell you.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's from your husband. It already sounds like it is.
What? What? He said something about living
nah,
with
don't
me?
Worry about
being
it.
Fun?
Yeah, don't worry about what we're talking about. Talking to my kids and coffee, Amy in Chesapeake, Virginia, or as we call it, Chesapeake. You're on the air.
Hi.
You're on. What would you like to say?
Well, I kind of agree with the lady who called earlier about giving kids soda and Coke. I think if you can give a kid a Coca-Cola or the Frappuccinos from Starbucks and all of that, why can't you give them a cup of coffee? I think people, when they hear the word coffee, they're like, ooh, no, not for my little one. But you'll turn around and give them a cup of hot chocolate mm-hmm. and think it's justified.
Preach.
You know, I think because two things. One, Coke compared to coffee. Coffee's hot. It could burn the kid. And that's a thing. And two, coffee's always just been considered an adult drink. And that's a thing. But again, our culture is making coffee cooler and cooler and cooler. But that's a good point. I agree with that. And not only do I agree with that, I appreciate you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good. There we go. We'll move off that. I like all the calls. And as we've learned, there is no right answer in parenting. Only all wrong answers, apparently. Everybody's always wrong. Mr. Bobby Bones. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see a sparkling apple. Grape juice?
Oh, yeah.
They
white
clear.
Grape juice.
Wow, okay, white, that's what it was.
Yep.
So I saw my girlfriend for like 10 hours in the past 2 weeks. And so she was over at the house last night. And so we celebrated, and we had two, like, mason jars. Listen, you got to keep it Arkansas, you
That's
know?
Right.
Yeah. I don't even think I own wine glasses. So I do have a lot of jars. So we had two jars and some sparkling...
White
grape juice. And we celebrated her being number one record. Yeah, pretty cool. Then went to sleep. She's,
like,
she's exhausted. Like, I think she fell asleep before I did.
She works so much. I feel like everywhere time I look at her Instagram, she's somewhere else.
Yeah. She's on a flight at night, but then back at the airport at 4 a.m.
And then playing a show in the daytime for...
Exactly.
Yeah. She works hard. So, we celebrated her record, and we did that. And then, I'm telling you, she was out. I don't think she slept over 3 or 4 hours in the past... And this is coming from me, who doesn't sleep either. But we celebrated last night. We did a had a little eclipse thing in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few people just show up to my house. I live on a hill because they all think, I guess, they're a little closer to the moon. So if you're closer to the moon, it makes you cooler.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I thought it was neat. Like, I didn't think
so. You
was...
didn't at your house. You didn't have a cloud in the way.
No, no clouds.
Oh, man, shoot, we had a cloud.
My hill goes above the clouds.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
it's so
you're
tall.
On that mountain.
That's why when it snows, I can never get home.
I should have driven way up there.
Yeah. But it was there was no cloud cover.
Okay. Well, one guy had driven to Nashville from Austin just to see it. He was really obsessed. And he hopped in his car so fast when he realized the time and had a minute to get somewhere. They headed north. They got around the cloud and they were able to see the full ring. You know, like, we couldn't see the full ring at all.
You had a party? You went to a party?
I went to my friend's house. Yeah, she lives down the street from me, so.
They have food and stuff?
Yeah, she did sundaes with moon pies.
What am I not getting about sundaes?
Yeah, what's that?
Like a ice cream sundae.
She did a sundae.
Oh.
Yeah, but sun. Day. The sun. S-U-N, the sun, with moon pies, the sun and the moon.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It just feels like your word.
Oh,
I thought you were doing Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, me too.
Play.
Oh, no, no. But she also had some eclipse gum.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people with eclipse gum.
I know. Well, I'm just saying. She did a good job hosting it. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you think it was cool when the moon went in front?
I thought it was really cool when it got dark. I was bummed that through my glasses I couldn't see the full ring, but it did get dark and the crickets came out and they started chirping and the streetlights were coming on and we were all like, whoa. So that part, yeah, was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then, I guess after that, worked out. Ooh, which, speaking of workout, my yoga instructor got back to me. You know how I gifted her namaste? Remember?
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, it's kind of like when you send someone a gift, you're like, or well, an iTunes gift.
Namaste is a song that the Raging Idiots, our band, does about yoga.
But yeah.
That's like, namaste.
Right.
Yeah.
It don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste.
What she say about it?
So I thought it'd be clever to gift it to one of my favorite yoga instructors. And she texted me after she opened the email and listened to it. And she was like, stop. This is gold.
If I ever go to a yoga class and they're playing this song, I'm probably going to leave.
I bet you $100 she plays it, starts playing it in her class. Because she's got like the best music. She has so much
but
fun.
But I don't think this is like the best music kind
it
of.
Is.
This is a joke
would be cool
song.
Down. No. It would be, what? The class would love
down.
It. They would be like... they'd be having the best time. And they would laugh and be like, oh, I'm at yoga and listen to this play on words. Like, I'm a mistake.
You're trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste, ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye.
Jam, huh?
It is. I love it.
You're the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Ain't got a clue what this means, but namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a place.
There you go. You can download if you want. I'm just kind of embarrassed by it because people like it.
You shouldn't be.
I don't ever put out music to be like, oh, people like it, like for real, for real. Like, it's supposed to be fun and goofy.
Yeah, it's all of the above.
I didn't know it was going to be awesome.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably got it.
Yeah, because like she doesn't listen to our show at all. In fact, she's living in New York right now, so I know she's not.
Dang,
listening.
New York! Reggie, you need to take over New York City.
I know, but she's not. I don't think listen. So I don't even know that she knows that you all have like a comedy band. I don't know. I just texted her and was like, "Hey, here's Bobby's latest song," and she probably is like, "I don't know if she knows." It's like
Bobby
a mixture
McFerrin.
Of comedy.
Yeah, Bobby McFerrin or like Bobby Blue Bland.
No, she knows it's you. But I started to think I never explained to her like. I don't know if she thinks it's for real, but it is.
Well, we're going back on the road. We're going to play it live. So if you're in Lubbock or Amarillo, that's our first show. I hope you're there.
And
tickets go on sale Friday, but I'm telling you, we'll see how it goes. Eddie's doing all the moves as I'm singing it.
All the downward dog.
Yeah. Hillary Scott from Lady A on in 10 minutes. So we'll talk to her. She's having some more kids. I'm reading the perfect number of kids to have according to science is... What do you think it is?
I'm guessing two.
Eddie?
Two.
You have two.
I have two. Perfect
amount. Did you consider... What?
Perfect amount of kids. I was part of three, but two was better.
You thought three was too much?
Yeah, I didn't like the way three was. There was always someone that felt left out, either the young one or the old one. And two, these my kids, I mean, they're 6 years apart, but they're I feel like they're going to grow nice and close.
They say don't have a third one.
Boom! Oh,
yeah. After two children, extra kids cause financial strain. And then, again, somebody feels left out. Sometimes it's the middle child because they're not the old or the young. Sometimes the two gang up on either side, depending on the age. I guess you'd have to go to four. Like, if you're going to have three, you might as well have four. Mm-hmm. I was on Reddit.
Or financial strain.
Yeah. I was on Reddit the other day, and this dad had, I think he had three girls, and they didn't know the sex of the baby. And they had a video camera. Or a video camera. What is this? 1987? Yeah. They had a cell phone, and they were filming his reaction when the fourth baby came out.
He wanted a boy.
And he wanted a boy so bad, right? And the baby comes out, and he looks down, and he sees the pee-pee, and he freaks. And it's like he just won the lottery.
Wow. Yeah.
He starts jumping around, and it was so cool to watch. Because he really...
And you know what he's going through.
He really wanted a boy. Here's why guys... Amy, here's why men want boys. It's not really just to play ball with. That's the easy thing to go. We just want boys we can play the ball with them.
Okay, what is it?
We understand boys. Mm. We don't understand girls. Eddie, you have two boys.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with it. A girl would just break my heart and, like, ruin my life. I would be so jealous, and I would probably ruin her life, too, by not letting her go anywhere or date anyone.
We don't even understand how you guys feel, what you feel, the things. Like, yeah, we know us. Like,
guys, once they say they have a girl, they're like, she changed my life. Like, I'll never be the same.
I'm sure.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, this is all pre.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, all guys are like, I want a boy. Rarely do you meet a guy who's like, man, if I get to choose, I'm going to take a girl first.
I wonder how my dad felt about me and my sister being girls. I've never asked him that, you know?
I'm sure he loved you to death.
Yeah, but I mean, I wonder if he was a little bit disappointed. I really do. I wonder. Hmm.
I would think that men want a boy, especially, listen, do I think that's probably somewhere ingrained in us that we need to pass along?
Oh, the name.
The name.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah, that too. But...
When we weren't or haven't been able to get pregnant, that's been a big thing for my husband. Or going the adoption route, actually, because I was on the adoption train before my husband was. And his big thing was like, but we're not going to stop trying, right? Because for him, he was kind of like, as a man, he wanted to like pass along his genes.
I'll take them.
And his name. You want his genetic, what?
Yeah, just, I mean, I'll pass along the name.
Okay. Well, I mean, but now with our adopted kids, we can pass along the name. He's since gotten over it, but I think that's harder for guys than it is for girls.
Yeah, because you guys changed your name. And all of a sudden, I don't even think you changed your name, by the way.
No. Yeah.
I mean, hyphenated at best.
I should be a rebel and change mine back.
Oh, don't tell us. Do it.
Yeah, right. No, because I want my kids just to all have the same name.
In 7 minutes, Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum will be on. Also, tomorrow, Luke Bryan in studio as he has a world premiere. And we were talking, again, it's been so long since Luke's had a song. Usually he just slams those things. It's like, it's Tuesday, here's a song. It's Thursday, here's a song. We didn't have one from in a while. So tomorrow, Luke Bryan will be in the studio. Hope you're able to listen tomorrow. Okay, she's on now. Hillary Scott's here. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I guess I'll ask you this question, too. So how old's Isley?
She's just turned 4.
Would you let her drink coffee?
You know what? I've let her try it for sure, but it's normally decaf. So I was actually listening this morning for the past, hour or so, and I heard, like, the Coke argument, which I totally agree with. I think Coke is probably way worse for you. It's definitely, like, because she's 4, like, she's tried mommy's coffee, but she doesn't get her own cup yet, no.
And why not? Does she not like it, or is this an adult? How do you separate?
I think it's because she's too young. I mean, she doesn't not like it, actually. She likes it. It's really funny. But I think more than anything, it's just I don't want her, like, to burn herself or accidentally go take a sip of someone else's that's too hot. You know what I mean? It's more like just kind of teaching her those boundaries of, like, no, this is something you'll do when you get older.
Hillary Scott's on from Lady A. And we were talking yesterday about your video where you told her that you're having a baby. How many times did you shoot that? Like, I really wonder, like, how many times do you make that video? Because it was perfect.
You know what? That was honestly, like, that was exactly just how we told her. I mean, it was all
captured right there in the moment. We had our incredible videographer, his name is Hodges Estery, come over to the house. I'd reached out to him about a week before and said, hey, next week we're going to tell Isley. It would mean the world if you would come over and capture it. And he just, he has this unbelievable ability to truly be a fly on the wall. And so it was all, that was truly the way we told her. And it was just priceless.
Oh my goodness. And it was so cute. And of course it cut off. So we don't know how y'all handled it. But at the end, Isley is like, when do I get to have a baby in my belly?
Yes.
So I didn't know if that led to any conversation or how do you cut that off? You're like, probably I'm sure your husband's like, probably when you're 50.
Yeah. He said, well, that's a great question. It'll definitely be when you're older. And then I kind of took it from him and just said, and if, you know, while I'm, you know, while the babies are growing in my belly, if you have any questions, you can ask me, which normally it's like, that's a great way to kind of move the conversation along because there's nothing interesting for her to hold on to ask more questions. It's like, and if you ever want to know anything, just come to mommy and we can talk about it. And then she's like, okay, fine, whatever. I want to go outside and play.
Hillary Scott from Lady A is on. This time though, I bet it's a little less freaky, right?
With the pregnancy?
Then when you had Isley and it's like,
I mean, I thought it was going to be, but now that it's twins, it's just a little bit of a different ball game. You know, you're just immediately like, you're watched a lot closer and, you know, it's just, there's a lot of like, you know, pregnancies are miracles any way you look at them, but there's just, I have to not read too much and just truly like lean on my faith to kind of go, you know what? They're going to be healthy. They're going to get here. It's going to be great. You know, it's just, it's a lot more, just a lot more difficult, I think, when it's multiples, but I feel very much my husband the same as like, we didn't plan this. It's not in our family. It wasn't, we really, you know, are pregnant with twins completely naturally. So it's very much like we were obviously meant to be parents of twins. So I feel in a way like, you know, that we'll learn a lot and learn as we go, but also we feel kind of chosen to be parents of twins, which is pretty cool.
Are you going to do the name them kind of the same, regardless of boys or girls? Are you going to do that thing?
You know, Isley's a family name and her middle name is Kay, which is also a family name. And we have other names throughout both sides of our family that we love. But once we know gender, we don't know gender yet. I think that'll obviously narrow it down. But these days there's so many names that are both boy and girl names. So I have a running list of names that we love, but I don't know. I don't know if we'll be like all eyes because of Isley. I don't think we'll do that. I think more than anything, it's just picking names that mean a lot to us.
Well, I know you guys are. And aren't you guys leaving like to go out of the country soon?
We are. Yeah, we leave at the end of September for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then when we get home from that, I kind of am grounded from then on.
So, but when you're done with that, you guys were done anyway.
We have CMAs and a couple of other things here and there, but for the most part, it'll just be kind of celebrating a really great year.
Dang, three kids. That's like I have three kids, but they're all in their 30s up here on the show.
Oh, okay, I can't pull it. Watch yourself. And your daughter's your favorite, right?
Okay. Oh, you're my daughter?
You're calling him daddy?
Okay, that's weird.
Bobby, you just said we were your kids.
Hey, Hillary.
Oh, my gosh. It did get weird. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I really think you're fantastic. And tell Dave
we're
and Charles
we
say hello.
And we're happy for Dave, too. Did y'all both know you were announcing on the same day?
Yes, we did. Okay. We just
Felt like, of course.
What would the odds be that they weren't? Like they call each other.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Hillary. Go ahead.
No, it was a
dumb question.
It was planned that way just because we felt like it was, you know, an extension of the Lady A family and just the fact that they'll be in the same class in school and like they'll be hitting all their milestones at the same time. It just felt like as a Lady A family, it was fun to announce together. And we're so excited for Dave and Kelly and Cash to have a little girl in the house. They're not going to know what hit them. It's so much fun. And yeah, I mean, it's just to think that we're doubling the amount of children we have in like 2 months is pretty crazy.
Congratulations. I like you. I'm happy for you. All that good, cool stuff.
I like you, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Hillary.
Bye. Thanks so much, y'all.
Bye-bye.
I loved listening this morning. It was great.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Amy made it weird. Everything eventually has got to go weird. It was a joke. It was a side joke. And you followed up. Another joke. Amy's like, hey, Daddy. What you? Whoa.
I didn't really call you Daddy.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. No. Anyone see the Mythbusters where they see if you can actually push an airplane door open while it's flying?
No.
Because I know they did one. I just don't know the answer because you always read about people that get drunk or get crazy on airplanes and try to push the door open. Someone look up if you can push a door open while the I'm saying no. Because there was a flight from L.A. to Minneapolis. A man on an American Airlines flight reportedly tried to open the plane's exit door while it was in the air. The passenger said, another passenger was watching, said everybody began yelling and screaming. They subdued him. They took him off in handcuffs. I just wonder, not are there crazy people, but can the crazy people open the airplane door? Because I would think you cannot open that door. Lunchbox, what does it say?
It says you cannot open the cabin door due to cabin pressure. It won't allow it. There's an aircraft door has a drain plug fixed in place by the interior pressure.
So I would think by science it would be no. So I would see some idiot pushing on the door, and I just let him tire himself out. Like my dog sometimes, I just feel like, you know what? He's just going to get tired. Just let him go.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'd be like, he's just like, the guy's fighting the door. If you know it's not going to open and he's ridiculous,
let him go.
Just let him tire himself out. Eventually he'll go to sleep.
That's funny.
It's like letting a kid cry at night. Like, let him cry it out. If the door won't open, but I can understand freaking out. Because you see movies where a door or like a window busts open.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everybody starts getting sucked out of the airplane. Like, I can imagine the terror that that's about to happen. And it would be fun to pummel somebody. Like, it would be fun to pummel somebody trying to push the door open. Oh. Especially with a group of people.
Oh, yeah, not by yourself.
Yeah, not by myself. Because one-on-one, I'm going to get beat up. He's already crazy, and he's probably already crazy strong. Because if you're crazy, you're probably doing things normal.
Yeah.
Your body normally wouldn't do.
Sure.
Adrenaline.
Yes.
Sure. So me and like eight people, that would be fun. Like, bam,
yeah,
bam.
Yeah. Just get a kick in there.
It says here that even if a passenger did somehow manage to crack open a door, it doesn't mean it's time to panic. It'll
yes,
get
it
loud.
Does. No. It means it's time to panic.
No. It could get loud, humid, and foggy, and the temperature might drop significantly.
Nah.
But it may not be dangerous.
Too many mays in that one.
Who wants to test that out?
Look at my knuckles, thinking of fighting. Like, oh my God.
Did you fall?
No, dude.
No, duh. He's a fighter.
I'm a fighter?
He boxes now.
Listen.
What did you do again?
No, I'm going to tell you. I go and I box. I fight. And I don't just box now. I fight. I've been doing takedowns, and it hurts.
What does that
like,
mean?
Like, wait, UFC
show
takedowns?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
And so I got punched in the face the other day.
Right.
Accidentally. It's more like my coach's fist was out, and I ran my head into it.
Oh,
more
your
than
face
ran
into the fist.
Yeah, more, because I'm an idiot. But I'm such a wimp. Like, we're doing takedowns, and after, like, two, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
But who are you, what are you taking down?
Him.
A person.
Okay.
And he's like, take me down hard. Put your knee in my chest. Oh. And I'm like, huh?
Wow.
It hurt. Yeah, dude.
Did he talk to you like that?
All pads or something?
No. It's not like a police dog. You know where the guy's wearing all the stuff?
Yeah, okay, y'all are acting no, like but he's like what a, takedowns
he's
are.
He's like a fighter. So I would take, like, my forearm. Forearm, and I would take and slam your head while taking your ankle and the other one and pushing you down. Anyway, okay. I'm all busted up because I'm not wearing boxing gloves. I'm wearing the UFC gloves now.
The little ones.
Yeah.
Thin pads.
My knuckles are all busted open.
I see that,
oh
man.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
Look tough.
Are you going to start that cage fighting?
I don't know. If I could like get eight people versus one, like the airplane, I'd be into it.
Yeah.
If we could do cage jumping where like a bunch of us jump someone while they're themselves in the cage, like I'd be up for that.
Why were you on the floor field position on your picture? Instagram?
I was down. Yesterday?
Yeah.
I was hurting.
You were done.
It's bad. Oh, men. Men.
Did you say men or man?
Both.
Okay.
Men.
What are you doing?
A 37-year-old guy in New York met a woman last month. Men are just so dumb. And he took her back to his place because his wife was out of town.
It's the first time meeting her?
And the woman use that opportunity to sell $50,000 worth of the wife's jewelry.
Dang!
Including her $30,000 wedding ring.
Oh no. Why isn't she wearing it?
$30,000 wedding ring.
The cops just released a few pictures of the woman from her surveillance camera to see if anyone can identify her.
There's no word on how Gene's wife, that's the man, took the news. I mean, I can probably imagine how she took the news. I can probably give you a word or two.
Oh. Oh.
Men. All right, what would you rather talk about? I have a few songs that I listen to, I have downloaded, saved, or it's a really juvenile topic.
Ooh, let me see.
It's up to you.
Okay, juvenile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. So the newest person on our show, Morgan number two, is 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 23 years old. Morgan number two is from Wichita. She does our digital. We have two Morgans, but she's Morgan number two. And she has a boyfriend. And this boyfriend of hers is all over her socials, right?
All over it.
Like, well, every picture.
Yeah.
Amy, hold on.
Okay. I don't see the problem.
There's no – I haven't got to the problem yet.
Okay.
So he's all over the socials. Everything, she's like, it's the greatest moment of my life. Places are just happier with him.
Yeah. Well, life in general.
Yes.
Life is better with you.
Here's the problem. Do you guys know the problem?
No.
Have you heard the problem?
No.
He doesn't put her on any of his.
Oh!
Show me his Instagram right now.
Morgan number two. Oh, is this true?
No. Yeah, this is totally true.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. I'm super skeptical, and I think it's sketchy. Like, I...
You can pull it up.
Okay, okay. Dive in.
From what I know is, he's in every one of hers.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
And she's in none of his. And he doesn't like
it's
to
loading.
Be...
It's loading.
He doesn't even like to be tagged in her pictures.
Oh,
like,
don't. Well, she must tag him.
Like, I have to force him to accept my tag.
Yeah, he has to force. She has to force tags.
Oh wow, fair, I see. Dang, private. He's private. I can't even look at him.
And he's private.
Yeah, he's on the creep.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
He hasn't posted since January. He's not like an avid poster.
Yeah, did he stop posting though because he met you while he had another girl?
Dang,
you guys don't in. Like, you don't insinuate
that. Do you feel
that
in your heart like something could possibly be happening?
I don't know if it's because I'm a millennial and I'm like, you should post about me because we all post about each other. That's what we do.
Yeah.
But then I know like other people who don't get on social media at all. But to me, I am skeptical. I'm sketched out.
What are you guys looking at over there?
His Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to force him to accept your tag. That means he doesn't want people to know that he's always with you.
Yes.
Oh, who's this girl?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's his little sister.
Oh, okay. Woo.
Woo. Close one. Who's this girl?
Oh.
Oh, my favorite visitor from Florida visited me.
Does he have a lot of ex-girlfriends?
Who's this girl?
Oh!
That is his ex.
Oh!
What?
Yeah. How many pictures is that down?
Okay, hold on. This isn't that. So y'all have been together that long because this is from fall of last year.
Yes.
So how long have you been?
We've only been together about 2 months.
Dang, he said my favorite.
You've way overcommitted on social media, didn't
you? Oh, wow. He would tag about her. He tagged her.
Yeah. He said his idea of social media change. It went to the extent upset. He deactivated his Facebook.
Okay. That's because he didn't want someone to see the cross.
That's right.
Yeah. Keep one eye open all the time.
All right.
And on that other eye, keep it open too. That's not a good situation. We all agree that doesn't sound like the prime situation.
Yeah.
I think we probably just caused another fight if he's listening.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Or a breakup.
Or the truth. The truth will come out. Yeah, the truth will set you free. Well, let us know how that goes today after the show. I'm sure it'll be brought up. A Luke Bryan world premiere tomorrow, and he'll be in the studio tomorrow. So, man, it's been a long time since the Luke song. Over to Amy now. Let's see. I think I got a bunch of stuff over there.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Did you see the dude that owns a Tesla and a Lamborghini, so he decided to race them to see which one was going to be faster?
Oh, I'm sure the Tesla won. Nothing beats the Tesla.
Yeah. The Tesla SUV crushed the Lamborghini in the race.
SUV, too.
Yeah.
I watched this Tesla, Model S Tesla, race a Bugatti. And it drug a Bugatti and beat the Bugatti at the same time. And Teslas are electric cars. They have no gas.
And the SUV they're calling, like, it's like a soccer mom car.
Yeah, it's the X.
And it beat a Lamborghini.
I watched it drag a car and beat the same car.
Wow.
My husband just bought Elon Musk's book or something. He's like obsessed with him.
He's Iron Man. Elon Musk, the creator of Tesla, the inventor of that, he's the guy building tunnels
without the thing in his heart.
Solar panels.
Yeah, that we know of.
Dude, he
probably has that.
He probably saved us yesterday during Alien Day.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Something was really going to happen
during
the eclipse.
It was probably him doing the shadow.
What else you got?
So, well, speaking of the eclipse, I did read that many astrologers believe that a solar eclipse can bring about major changes in your life, both positive and negative. So, my question to you guys is, is your life different in any way today?
Today.
Anybody feel different after the eclipse?
No.
I feel cheated.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you, I did have a little moment of clarity yesterday.
And?
Just that in my life, that's never happened.
Yeah.
That full, we got to do the full one.
Totality.
The totality.
Yeah. And, you know, 1979 was the last time that it happened because I watched the news report. They showed the news from 1979. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And it got dark. That was weird to me that it got dark in the day. And it was weird how the crickets automatically came on.
Yeah.
And
so
how the
crazy.
Lights automatically came on. And how town.
It's like those animals town. Are amongst
I'm back,
us.
I'm back in Mountain Pine.
What? Town what?
Town lit up.
Town lit up and town got silent. For like, did you notice that? For like 1 minute, it got
the
silent.
Whole thing was weird. And I did not think it would be, and I thought it would be overrated. But it was wild.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, but again, so we waited like 100 years, right? To have big. There was another one 7 years, like the full one. But there's another one like 7 years.
I know.
It's like.
We got to travel different cities.
In a different part, yeah.
Yeah, but Austin. I may go for there, then we'll drive to Hot Springs.
Perfect.
It's all my places.
You're going to be at an eclipse chaser?
It's just my tour. No, it's just everywhere I live. Like, I have three homes. Like, places I consider home where I grew up. Arkansas, Austin, Nashville. Those are my homes, and they all get them. It's like eclipse.
That's pretty special.
I'm the man of the eclipse.
Yeah, you are.
Eclipse bones.
So you saw the whole thing?
Yes.
Maybe I'm not a scientist, so I don't understand this.
Wait, what?
Because we live in the same city.
Yeah.
And it was covered by clouds. So how could you see through the clouds?
There were no clouds in my house.
Some people weren't blocked by the cloud. Like, I was blocked by the cloud, but someone that was like, I'm getting around the cloud, got in their car and drove like 2 minutes north, and they saw the whole thing.
It's how if you're playing ball, and there's a shadow on first base, and there's not on second.
It's a cloud.
It's a cloud.
It moves, too. It's crazy.
Angles.
Sometimes it's raining over there, but
the crazy
not over
thing
here.
Is, I just can't believe that you're not a scientist.
All right, I thought he was.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, can we hire a vibe manager?
That's what Eddie is.
That's what I am.
Yeah, he's a vibe manager.
Oh, is that similar to what we've already discussed before?
Well, it's a job. Eddie was like, I'm going to go apply to be vibe manager.
No. I didn't apply, FYI, though.
Well, companies are legit hiring vibe managers, and it looks like some of them are making like over $80,000 a year to throw parties, create playlists, you know, to keep people happy while they're working, and organize office field trips. What?
That's so awesome.
Okay, that job sounds awesome, but there's no sort of
stability
at all.
The first job
to go is that job.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds
like
great.
Cutbacks.
But when it's like, you know, budget's a little tight. Should we get rid of Ken in accounting or Frank, who's party manager?
No,
who
vibe.
Do you think's going first?
It
ain't Ken in accounting, I promise you. I like the playlist thing, though. Do you want to hear some songs you have?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have another story?
Like, are you like our vibe manager?
You know, I'm the CEO.
You could be the vibe manager.
You're bringing us the vibes right now?
Well, no, because you hate my vibes, because they're all slow.
I don't hate them.
Well, all my songs are sad.
Yeah.
But I have some songs that I've been listening to. So I like Gwen Sebastian. The song is called Cadillac.
I've been thinking about a Cadillac.
I listen to this and I just feel good about my life. I'm like, oh.
Teardrop trailer hitched on the back. A KOA with a welcome mat. I've been thinking about a Cadillac.
Come on. I love it.
I've been thinking about a crystal pad.
It's Gwen Sebastian, Cadillac. First of all, she to me is awesome anyway.
Question.
Yeah.
She is Miranda's backup singer too?
So yes.
Okay.
So here, she was on The Voice.
Okay.
was, if I'm remembering correctly, was on Blake's team, was singing for both Blake and Miranda. Oh. When they split, I believe she had, they were like,
shoes.
No, I think they like divided assets.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, like, she was one of the assets? Cheap,
you keep Gwen Sebastian.
Because she was singing with both of them.
Wow.
Because I did shows with Blake and with Miranda, and she'd be with either or both.
Interesting.
So I got to know Gwen better than...
She cool?
Oh, she's the greatest.
Really?
Yeah, I probably know Blake the best of all. But anyway, here. That's called Cadillac from Gwen Sebastian. But I love sad music. I've been thinking about leaving you. So I do that one. So here is, and I think probably one of my favorite artists right now, period, Walker Hayes.
Yeah.
For the last year and a half or so. And Aubrey Sellers, and she made a new video. This is her new single called Magazines. Have you heard this? It's like, here, I'll play it. So it's basically about, well, what kind of BS magazines are. Got it right here in a magazine. Forget everything you think you know. You don't need a mind of your own. They're gonna tell you what you need in the pages of a magazine. She's becoming my favorite. Like, her and Walker Hayes are my favorite artists, I think. And people are like, radio. My favorite artists aren't even on the radio that much. I think they should be.
Yeah.
But, and then this Dustin Lynch song, Love Me or Leave Me, with Karen Fairchild, it is the jam. It's slow as crap, but it reminds me of like an old John Mayer, like blues, kind of sad. It's
definitely got a good feeling.
Dude, this.
I've been holding this in.
Dustin Lynch and Karen Fairchild.
From the very first kiss, and I've been losing my mind, trying to keep up like this.
And that groove's cool, huh?
Love me or leave me alone.
Come on, Dustin. That's a good song. I know it's a slow playlist, but that's how I feel about life. And then sometimes I bust out some of this.
It's a good one, too.
Shazam this one. I'm going to say what it is. Just Shazam it. Let's see how many Shazams we can get. Just Shazam this song.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, where my khakis? I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction, 'cause I can't stop watching you, showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but now I'm a stick. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now I'm a stick. Now I'm a stick.
Raging idiots right there. Make us millions right there.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking off. Flexible and you're down with all. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all.
I'ma stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but nah, I'ma stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in all those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'ma stay. Nah, I'ma stay. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'ma stay. Nah, I'ma stay. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'ma stay.
You think that song sucks, Lunchbox, or no?
It's all right. It's kind of sappy and a little, you know, a little, maybe a little corny.
Yeah.
But
if you don't think it sucks, then it's actually, it's probably pretty good.
I mean,
do you think
I,
it's catchy?
Catchy?
Yeah. Like, do you, and do you get
like,
it?
I don't know the words. I know namaste.
Huh. You know what?
Namaste.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you get why they're
saying? You don't think it sucks. That's a victory for me.
Yeah. Cause they're relieved.
No. What? You don't get the play on words.
You get the namaste. Namaste.
No, that's what they say. Like, okay. I'm going to take a deep breath.
Namaste, and then...
Because I see you're doing downward dog or whatever he said.
No, namaste, and nah, I'm going to stay.
Yeah, two
like, I'm not leaving. Nah, I'm going to stay.
Like, and do namaste with you.
I thought he was taking a breath.
Is he messing with us?
I don't know. I never know.
Actually, guys, I don't think he is.
I don't know. Okay.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
What? Are you serious? Hold on, we're still... Lunchbox is about namaste. Anyway, okay, not to harp
song.
On this. Just
not,
a song.
Not namaste in yoga, yeah, but what do you think like, the song is doing?
Like you're taking a deep breath.
Do it.
Namaste.
But the song is like namaste.
Okay, I don't want to spend any time... It's like namaste. And then, nah, I'm going to stay. Like, I'm not
going
to go.
Why don't you say, nah, I'm going to stay?
Because it's a play on words. Because she's doing yoga.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, and I heard the yoga part. That's what I'm saying. So I thought you were taking a deep breath. Like, that's what you do in yoga when they say... Go.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Actually how you close a yoga practice.
Yeah, and they say, sit there and relax until you catch your breath. Namaste. Like, have a good day.
But okay. Instead, it's like, nah, I'm good.
Don't know nothing about yoga.
All right, whatever. I don't even...
Probably got it.
But no, I'm really just gonna stay. Like, probably ought to hit the road, but no, I'm just gonna sit here and stay with you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, because I was confused because the line goes, I don't know anything about yoga, but namaste. And I'm like, well, you obviously know something about yoga if you're saying namaste.
He's saying
I'm
gonna stay.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably ought to hit the road,
but I'm probably just gonna sit here and hang out with you and just stay.
Like, I have to go to work.
There you go.
Okay,
but
I'm done.
It makes me feel like, should we be explaining this to other people?
I don't know.
Like, is he the only one?
No, he's got to be the only one.
I am America. Like, America thinks like me.
Maybe so. No, guys.
He could be.
He could be.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Now I...
Okay, a Maryland bartender was doing her thing, right? And they didn't give her a tip. Instead, they gave her scratch-offs.
Okay? That's a good tip.
Is it, though? I don't think it's a good tip.
Really?
I think if there's
because
a chance,
what if it's nothing?
If there's a chance at nothing, that's not a good tip.
Oh,
buy some white tables and people would leave me like religious literature that looked like cash, and you would, and that's how I pay my bills.
Oh yeah,
that's how I pay my car payment. That's how I pay my anything. Like, I bought toothpaste.
So
you can't buy toothpaste with the literature, and they would be like, "This is better than money." Here's, I'd be like, "I would love to read God's word with $10 in it."
Right? They
well.
Should wrap the fake the scripture type money. They should wrap that with real money. They can go ahead and still give you that if they want to, but they need to include real money.
A bartender who received a pair of scratch off lottery tickets as a tip, she won
$10.
Oh, see, there you go, boom. Yes.
Then she took that $10 and bought more tickets and won $100,000.
What's amazing?
Are you kidding me?
So
has she been able to tell the person?
I don't know.
Now it's in the news.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was probably complaining to her coworkers about that tip. And then she's like,
you don't
deserve to get tips on lottery tickets.
Yeah. And you don't know that she was complaining.
She
like, don't paint
was,
her negative.
And then the next day she quit.
I would have been. I told you I wrote a whole chapter on tipping and extending grace while tipping and having been a server, having known that.
Is that all you've written is about tipping?
No, God, no.
The whole book's on
the
tipping.
The whole book's on... No.
Well, like, what else do you write? Like, what?
I wrote... So,
like, what
I turned over 50 pages Yesterday. No, I don't know.
So, like, in those 50 pages, like, what can we expect?
Last night I wrote again. I wrote about bad things happening to people, right? Like, not about specific, but it's like we all have bad things happen to us.
Yeah.
And what separates each of us in our journeys to whatever we define success. Success can be a healthy family, happy family. It can be a job. It can be, you know, whatever you've chosen as your goal. What I wrote about last night was bad thing happens to every single person. And the only difference is how we react to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We all have our share of negativity and mild negativity and super negativity. But the people that react to it the best way are the people that are the most successful. And success isn't just about money. Success is about what you're trying to look for. That's what I wrote about last night.
Hmm.
Huh.
It's like everybody has bad things happen to them. All of us have bad things happen to us. It's not if something bad is going to happen to us. It's when and how do you react when it happens. That's how you achieve fine success. And sometimes you do it wrong a bunch and you learn from doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that's what I wrote about last night.
Wow.
Poke a hole in your theory about your book? I don't want to ruin your book before it comes out.
Hey, you can't. I'm having trouble, so go ahead.
So the thing is, but there are certain people that have more bad things happen. Like, everyone has some, mm-hmm. but some have a lot, like a pile of bad things. And it's hard to get out from underneath that pile.
I would say that, I'll use you and me as an example in our lives.
Yeah.
I would say that growing up, I have faced more adversity than you have from age 0 to 25.
Okay.
And I've had more bad things happen. Those bad things have been awesome for me. I used to look at them as I feel sorry for myself because I grew up with, you know, without a dad, with my mom who was a drug addict, with I was a welfare kid. I would fake meals sometimes at school. But I learned so much from tough situations. I learned that I'm full of weapons now. I have an arsenal of weapons because of all the bad things that I went through and learned. So yeah, it sucks. But I used to be resentful. And now I'm like, man, I'm kind of glad that stuff happened because I learned so much from it. So that would be my answer to that.
Because I look at you and I'm like, man, I feel bad for that guy. Because I look at my life and I'm like, man, I had it pretty great.
Yeah, but so do you feel bad for him as a child or do you feel bad for him now?
Because now...
Well, it's a combination because he doesn't have fond memories to look back on like I do. Like when we talk about, oh, I went and did this with my dad or I did this with my mom, his stories are, man, I was by myself and I was on the couch watching, eating Lucky Charms or whatever. And so I still feel bad for him now because growing up, maybe he didn't realize he had it as bad as, you know.
I didn't. You're right. I did not realize.
And then once he gets older, it's like, oh my goodness, he missed out on so much. And I look at it, I'm like, man, that would be terrible not to have a childhood. Like, I mean, I feel like my childhood was amazing. Like, amazing. Like, I had friends. I was hanging out with some of the boys from the Little White Criminals this past week, and we were just talking about our childhood was nuts.
His childhood game, by the way.
Here's another, and I agree with everything you're saying. You're not saying anything wrong.
No.
It's all perspective. Here's what I would say is that because of things that I went through, I feel like I can help other people that are going through that because I empathize. Not even sympathize. Sympathize a bit, but I empathize and I know how to reach out to them mm-hmm. and talk to them and help them and get people out of those situations and know that those situations exist.
And that's good that you can look at it that way because some people have been through what you've been through and they sulk in it or it can ruin their lives.
Oh, I did too.
But you dug out of that. You're not letting it define you and you're moving forward and you're using it for good. And now you've got tools in your toolbox too to where, yeah, you faced that adversity, but you're not going to let it ruin you.
My victories aren't of being a kid. And you're right. I don't have a lot of awesome, like, man, it was awesome memories as a kid. But now I say I can help kids have awesome memories.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's one thing you're like, you say you can sympathize or what do you call it?
Empathize.
I guess that's feel for them.
I can understand where they're coming from. Not just feel sorry for them, but understand where they're coming
right.
from.
Right. And so when people say like, oh, I didn't have a dad, I don't know what to say to them. Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, I don't have that experience. Like, I still got my dad. I got my mom. They were around my whole life.
But
so.
I don't know what it's like to have cancer as a child.
Like, well, that's pretty...
Right.
That's another one I'm like, man, like, when you meet those kids, you're just like, I don't know what to say. Like, I honestly, that's one of those things I'm like, I have no idea what to say.
And you're not supposed to have an idea. There's not a right thing to say or a wrong thing to say. That's the whole thing of this is there isn't a right or wrong answer. And there's nothing that you can say that's wrong. I did write a story, and it's the most humiliating thing that's happened to me in so long. And Eddie knows the story. And it happened in Springfield, Missouri. I can't tell it now. Remember the
yeah, on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
What'd you do?
It was wrong.
Did you write about it in the book?
I did.
Yeah, that's it's one of the worst.
It was one of the worst times maybe ever. We've had felt like the biggest idiot. Anyway, that's all. I don't want to get. But yes, but no. There's not a right or wrong thing to say. Third time you can feel inappropriate, like you're like, ooh, I messed up. But if, from your heart, if it's coming right, it's not wrong.
Which I think it's I like seeing this side of Lunchbox. I do too. He like actually like thinks about it, and it's deeper, and you have compassion for people.
Well, yeah.
Which I know that you do, but you're actually like, showing
I'm not
it.
I'm not a stone brick wall over here. I mean, I'm a brick wall built-wise, but I'm not. I got like emotions.
Okay,
I got
now he's cracked in the joke, so we're going to go.
But mom and dad, thanks for a great childhood.
That brief 9 minutes of good talk, I appreciate that. We're cracking that wall at lunch. Good.
No, I'm gonna put some more cement in there.
Oh boy! All right.
Close it up.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Tomorrow, Luke Bryan in studio. Tomorrow, world premiere of a new Luke Bryan song. It'll be a big one. That's gonna be a big day tomorrow. Appreciate that. On Friday, Old Dominion will be in to perform, and Female Friday, Jillian Jacklin. And we got a lot going on this week. I just hope everybody's Tuesday's good. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. I did take an awesome picture of the eclipse that you can see yesterday. And
you did not take that picture.
Oh.
I took it. Why do you keep telling people you took it?
I feel like I took it. And you took it from
you
me.
You stole it from
Mr.
me.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram to see the picture that I took. And then Eddie stole. I texted it over to him. I was like, check this out. All right. Have a great day. BobbyBones.com is the website.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.